interceptions of 2017.
Number one.
The Jaguars' 10-3 lead over the Bills with less than 2 minutes to play in the AFC wildcard game would lead one to believe it was a close game. Only on the scoreboard. The Jaguars put the clamps on LeSean McCoy, holding the Bills' star to just 75 rushing yards, and they never let quarterback Tyrod Taylor get loose. The Jaguars' offense wasn't a whole lot better. Blake Bortles threw for 87 yards. He ran for 88. The Jaguars, though, as they had done all season long, leaned on their defense.
Ball batted in the air, and it is plucked out of the air, it looked like, by Colvin.
There seemed to be a chance for the Bills near midfield late in the game until Dante Fowler knocked Taylor down and then out. Jacksonville native Nathan Peterman took the field in relief, and the rookie quarterback had to be excited, but not for long.
Peterman drops the throw, throws it out to the right side. It is knocked and picked off by Jalen Ramsey. He tipped it in the air. He made a diving interception, and it's the Jaguars football at midfield.
You might be looking at the future best corner in the National Football League.
He reads the quarterback, jumps, and he's got height, size, speed, and you see the athleticism.
Ramsey's interception sealed the Jaguars' first playoff win in a decade and showed the rest of the league what was in store if they threw it Ramsey's way. Now here's Jeff Loggeman to break it down.
Jalen Ramsey is doing some veteran things as a young player. And in the playoffs, let's take a look. And what are these things? He's baiting the young quarterback to make this throw. He knew the route that was going to be run, and he reacted perfectly. But how many defensive players in the National Football League can make plays like this? To bat the ball in the air and still have enough feet underneath of you to react and make a catch like that? There's not many, I can tell you that.